Philadelphia resident Tiara Parker and her family arrived in Orlando on Friday for a vacation. Parker, her cousin, and a friend went to the Pulse nightclub Saturday for a night of fun that instead turned into the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history. Parker described the horror to WHYY's Bobby Allen.
20-year-old Tiara Parker, her cousin Akira Murray, and their friend Patience Carter were hanging out by the dancers in the club around 2 a.m. when Parker decided it's time to go. She got out her phone to call an Uber.
Next thing I knew, this shot started going off in the club. My cousin and my best friend ran out, but when they realized I wasn't with them, they came back looking for me. They found me in the middle of, like, the dance floor, and they grabbed me. We got to get out of here, but we end up, like, piling up in the bathroom with, like, 15, 20 other people in, like, one stall.
Then gunman Omar Mateen walked into the bathroom. Parker and others in there pushed against the bathroom stall door and communicated with Mateen.
He was like, you know, is there any black people in there? And we were like, yeah, it's like 6 to 7 of us in this stall. He's like, I don't have any problems with you guys. He's like, I know what you guys been through, like with your ancestors been through with slavery. Oh, kind of, he's just bringing up some old stuff. And he said, did you hear about the South Carolina shooting in the church or something? I don't remember that. I just said yes to whatever to please him and keep him happy. But I just said whatever he wanted to hear.
Mateen was shooting at others and then said his gun got jammed. From behind the stall door, Parker thought this was an opportunity to come out and try to stop him. But he regained control of his jam gun and kept shooting.
My cousin got shot in her arm. And my best friend got shot in both her legs. And I got shot in my side.
Mateen left the bathroom. Parker says she had enough strength to text her mother. Here's her mom, Celeste Williams.
She said, Mom, can you please come get us now? And it was like a please really long, and then it was like now really long.
As Williams rushed off to the club, Parker was going in and out of consciousness, several people lying on top of her in the stall.
We didn't know what to do at this point. We was in the bathroom for hours, laying in other people's blood.
Mateen walked back in.
When I looked him in his face, but I guess he must have thought I died with my eyes open. But in my mind, I'm like, he's going to shoot me in my face because he sees that my eyes are still open. But I was able to still see him, you know. And it was just like he looked angry. But then he just seemed so excited to be, like, in there shooting people.
Meanwhile, her mom, Williams, arrived at the club, but it had been cordoned off. She couldn't get answers from anyone. She was in a state of panic.
I turned around and I told my nephew that I was going to stop calling because I said, what if she is trying to hide somewhere and I keep calling her phone? So I just stopped calling her phone.
And Parker says Mateen was screaming about a phone ringing in the bathroom.
You can clearly hear him getting upset, but the phone was actually on the outside of the bathroom. You could see it outside of the bathroom. And then I guess when he realized that he could see it, he just stopped complaining about the phone.
The next thing Parker remembers is one of the bathroom walls bursting open. Law enforcement had exploded a wall, then used an armored vehicle truck to punch through it. Porcelain from the sink slashed her arm. She watched Mateen go down. Then she was helped out of the club. She kept asking about her cousin, Akira Murray, who had been lying on top of her in the stall. Murray and 48 others died from their injuries. Williams says she and the rest of the family will be staying in Orlando for some time. She says recovering from this is going to be a journey for everyone.
All we did was come here to enjoy our vacation and to just have our family time that we do every year. So it's just going to be rough. You know, we're going to need some counseling and would have never thought in a million years that our children would be laying hostage and shot with the terrorists.
For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.